Now, the Danish Postal Service will deliver its last letter on this day week, the 30th of December, ending a more than 400-year-old tradition. PostNord said Denmark was one of the most digitised countries in the world and the demand for letters had fallen drastically. Danes will still be able to send a letter, but they'll have to go to a designated shop or pay extra to have it collected from home. Tom Carstensen, a journalist from Copenhagen, has been telling me more about why the postal service in Denmark is stopping the delivery of letters.
It's been an ongoing thing for years because the Danish legislation liberalized the postal service some years ago, and it has become clear that it's not viable financially to keep delivering letters. Before, there was a rule they had to deliver letters to rural areas, but that rule is now, that law is gone. So therefore, they've decided to not do it. And now they're basically operating like GLS, UPS. In Denmark, there's a big company called DAO. They're basically operating on similar terms as all the private companies, and it's been a big deficit for many years. So now they've just decided to go completely over to only doing parcels.
And Denmark has it has a digital ID system, doesn't it? Which is used for sending official documents. So presumably, then many of those official documents and business correspondence and so on are sent electronically now rather than over the post.
I have not received a physical letter from the government, from the state, or from companies for years because of this digital system. So you get it. Yeah, you have a digital login system, and it's all in a government-controlled e-box, it's called, like electronic box. And that's been working very well. And that's obviously also taken a lot of money away from them because they're not handing out these letters. It's all coming in your... It's not an email. You have to log in, so you get an email that you have a letter from whoever it is. It could be a bill. I mean, all our bills for electricity, gas, whatever, comes the same way as well. There's not many things coming by original posts anymore.
How do Danes feel about it, Tom? Because it is a big decision, isn't it, to stop delivering letters. They have been delivered in Denmark since 1624.
Well, I'm 47 now. To me, it makes pretty much no difference. There are obviously still older people where it could be an issue and they're not very good with digitalization. But most Danes my age and quite a bit more, except my dad, who refuses anything digital. I think most people are okay, but obviously there are some old people where it is a potential problem. To the younger generations, I don't think anybody really cares.
So what happens now if somebody in Ireland wants to post a letter to Denmark, or if you want to send a letter to your friends or a card to your friends in Ireland from Denmark after December 30th, what's going to happen?
Yeah, to be honest, it's a bit unsure. I mean, you have to use another service, or it'll be delivered as a parcel. It's not completely 100% sure what exactly is going to happen there, but you can send it as a parcel, even though it's a letter, with a company called DAO, which is that they've taken over the letter delivery system. Price-wise, it's probably going to be the same. The prices for the postal service has gone up radically the last couple of years anyway. It's gone so expensive that people stopped using it because of the prices. So you can still send things, but exactly how is a bit, it's a bit kind of hanging in the air at the moment. But you can always send a parcel. Those are not even, they're not more expensive than a letter would be. So you could definitely still send things to people in Denmark. I just received something from a friend in Cork and we're sending something back. So it can still happen.
Good stuff. And tell us then, what has happened to all the post boxes, thousands of post boxes right across Denmark? What's happened to them?
Yeah, they've been taken down. Actually, there was a big fundraising thing where they sold 2,000 of them in an auction, and the money went to some charities. I think 200,000 people tried to buy them, so they've made a lot of money on that. That's been given to charities, but they're going away, so they might be in people's backyards.
In people's backyards. That was journalist Tom Carstensen in Copenhagen speaking to us earlier.